questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Karmi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So in the Shiite calendar, two dates are mentioned for the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima to Zahra. Why?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before answering your question, when it comes to the date of the martyrdom of Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, when we refer to the historical sources written by Muslim scholars, both Shia and Sunni, there are different viewpoints. It's not only two viewpoints. We have like 40 days after the death of the Prophet, and also we have 6 months after, I mean, this kind of spectrum between 40 days and 6 months. And even according to some people, it's been 8 months between the demise of the Prophet and martyrdom of Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. And according to one narration quoted by Aisha, the daughter of Abu Bakr, it's been, for example, 6 months. But what matters for us is the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in Shia sources. And as you mentioned, based on the famous viewpoints among the Shia scholars, it is either 75 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet, or 75 days. Allama Majlisi, for example, says that according to the narrations that we have received from the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha lived 3 months after the demise of the Holy Prophet, which is, in line with the opinion of 95 days.
95 days, that's right.
And also, according to Tabari, the Shia scholar in Dalail al-Imama, Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha was martyred in Jamad al-Thani in a Tuesday, in the 3rd of Jamad al-Thani, in 11 year after Hijra.
Right.
But according to Sheikh Qulaini, there are some narrations which refer to the 75 days.
You mean my narration is a hadith?
Yeah.
Or no, some accounts, for example, historical accounts.
No.
Because here the references might differ. Some might refer to Islamic historians, some might to the Aimas and the descendants of the Aimas.
No, I'm talking about the narrations, okay. And I will, refer to the reasons why we have such different narrations.
Okay.
So for both ideas, we have some narrations, 75 days and 95 days. Now, why the date of her martyrdom is not known? First of all, let me answer your question. Do we have different narrations? The answer is yes. Why? One of the reasons, as mentioned by the Shia scholars, is that we know that at that time, at the time of the revelation of the Quran, and even during some of the times after the Holy Prophet, it was not common among the Arab writers to write the letters with dots. So, Khamsatun wa Sab'un, which means 75 days, is somehow or exactly the same as Khamsatun wa Tis'un. And it depends on the dots, whether it is put on the first letter to be Tis'un, or the second letter, beneath that to be Sab'un.
Yes.
So we have the same narration. I mean, Khamsatun wa Sab'un and Khamsatun wa Tis'un is written in the same.
Yes.
So later, the narrators of the narrations, or those who wanted to collect the narrations, some of them, they have understood to be Khamsatun wa Sab'un.
Recorded it that way.
Yeah, 75 days. Yes. And some of them, they considered it to be Khamsatun wa Tis'un.
Okay.
95 days.
That's right. So the first letter of the second word is the first, place of dispute.
First and second.
Yes.
One is Sab'un and second one is Tis'un.
Tis'un, okay.
So this is one of the reasons that, according to some scholars, there is no difference in, for sure, the amount of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, they did not differ. But the difference came when the later narrators and authors of the collections of hadith wanted to put dots on the letters.
That's right.
And we have the same regarding some of the verses of the Quran and yes, the differences which are in reciting of some of the words. But this is one point. But the second point is that, as I mentioned, it's not only these two dates. When it comes to some of the historical sources by Sunni scholars, we see that there are some differences as well. It's not only two opinions. So there might be a question that why, for such a lady as famous as Lady Zahra Salamuna Alayha, why her date of martyrdom is not exactly known?
Yes.
There are different explanations here. First of all, we shouldn't think that at that time such dates were important for the people as they are important for us now.
Yes.
Even when we refer to the, Western countries, when they want to, when we refer to the biographies of even not very, back in their history, maybe two, three centuries ago, there are differences about the dates of the birth and death of famous people.
That's right.
So, yes, today we have everything recorded and people, it is important for them to record the exact date of the birth and demise. But back in 14 centuries ago, first of all, it seemed that it was not as important as it is right now.
Or for example, there was no commemoration as today we have maybe?
Exactly. Yes. I will come to that.
Yes.
So when it comes to the birth of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, we know that there are different viewpoints.
Yes.
According to Sunni, to famous viewpoints among Sunni scholars, it was 12th of Rabiul Awwal, and according to the Shia, it is 17th of Rabiul Awwal.
That's right.
So for sure, the Holy Prophet is the most famous, personality
of
among
Islam.
The Muslims, at least. But they have differences of ideas about the date of his birth.
Okay.
And when it, also for some of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt,
that's right.
It's not a matter of consensus for all the dates of the demise dates and the dates of their birth.
That's right.
This is one point.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah,
insha'Allah, you'll find your way. The, so it doesn't mean that, Lady Zahra Salamuna Alayha Nawdhullah is not a famous and, significant person.
Yes.
No. Second of all, another reason might be that we know that after the demise of the Holy Prophet, based on the order of the first and second caliphs, for about one century, the Muslims, the companions of the Prophet, were prohibited from writing down any narration. So when you're not allowed to write anything but the Quran, it is natural that some of the information about the dates
are
also forgotten.
Forgotten, yes.
So
even some ahadiths were fabricated against them.
That's the
on
point.
Manaber, at the time of Imam Ali, for example.
When
that's
for one century, people, especially we are talking about the Sunni people, because as Shia, we believe that some of the companions of Imam Ali salam continued to write down the narrations. But mainly for one century, they have no access to the narrations of the Prophet. And now, after a gap of one century, people come to record those narrations based on their memories, which means that there might be some changes, some mistakes, some fabrications. And that is one of the reasons for the fake narrations, for the fabricated ones.
That's right.
The second point is that, or rather the third point is that we know that for some centuries the Umayyads and the Abbasid caliphs were in power. So it's very usual for them not to allow people to come to know about the biographies and details of the life of the infallibles, including Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. So for sure, if the power were in the hands of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we could have so many books written about their biographies.
That's right.
And the other point is that I refer to the fact that at that time, to record the exact dates was not that significant.
Yes.
And in particular for the girls. So when we compared the biographies that we have received about the, all the women, Muslim women even before Islam, mean those people who lived in the era known as ignorance, there might be some dates, some information about the men, but not that much about the women. And this is one of the negative points about that time. So in the Arab culture of that time, it was not that common, especially for the girls and for the ladies to, record and register the dates.
Right. Okay. These two different martyrdom days have to anything with the secretive, we can say, burial procession of Lady Fatima to Zahra? Because all we know that she was not buried in a, we can say, clear, vivid way. Still, nobody in the world of Islam, except Imam As, knows the exact gravesite of Lady Fatima to Zahra. Does it have to do with that matter too?
No, I believe that it's not related because the date, we are talking about a date.
Yes.
And the date that she is buried secretly was known to all the people. The companions of the Prophet did not know the place of her burial, but they knew that, this is the date for her martyrdom.
Because it is recorded that, for example, some specific people, like his family and the children, were only allowed to do the coffin and take it to
Exactly, but all the Muslims in Medina knew that today Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha was martyred and she is buried the next day or the next, the same night.
Yes.
So although she was buried secretly, this is a fact, and we may talk about the reasons, but I believe that it doesn't have any relation to the differences about the date of her martyrdom.
Also, the surveillance and the, we can say, the control of the power on that time
over
the Muslim lands maybe did not let, for example, just like nowadays, for example, an important person who is not, in harmony with the government or something like that, is neglected. Even his date of place and the place of burial is not known.
As I mentioned, we cannot ignore the role of the Umayyads and Abbasid in this case here. And the last point related to this question is that we know that in the history of especially the Shia, so many libraries were burned down.
Yes.
By the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and by the enemies of Islam.
Yes.
So we have had great libraries like that of Sheikh Tusi, for example, Sahib ibn Abbad, and so on and so forth. And for sure, such libraries contain so many precious works. And it seems that at least if their libraries and the books in them were at our hand nowadays, we can claim that there, such differences were not there anymore. So as one of the reasons, as one of the explanations, we can refer to the fact that many books in the great libraries of the Shia, written by Shia scholars, were, burned down by the enemies. And it can, to some extent, also justify the reason that, there are differences about the dates of not only the martyrdom of Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, but also about other infallibles, for example, about Imam al-Qadim alayhi salam, his birthday, the birthday of the Holy Prophet, and also the martyrdom of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. Regarding all these cases, we have differences of ideas.
And do you accept that some scholars might say that one of them is mashhur, the other one is mustanad? For example, one date is famous and the other date is documented. When you refer to the references, the frequency of the references on a specific date will be more. But one date is more famous in the Islamic calendar. Do you believe in that?
Regarding Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha, not really, because both of them are somehow famous and both of them are documented. But about some of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, for example, about the date of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam or the birth of Imam al-Qadim alayhi salam, some researchers believe that, there are some famous dates, but when we refer to the sources, for them, in their viewpoint, the one which is more documented is different from the famous one.
That's right.
Okay. It's not that many. It's maybe only about two cases regarding the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
That's right. So many commemorative sessions are held out in these, the time between the two martyrdom anniversaries of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, especially in the Islamic Republic of Iran, somehow to make the memory of Lady Fatima al-Zahra alive, somehow respecting both dates. And I think different sessions and different gatherings are held down for Lady Fatima al-Zahra. And this is a good ritual, I think. Somehow we respect both dates and somehow we respect, we can say, the commemoration of Lady Fatima al-Zahra and her martyrdom anniversary. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding why two different dates are mentioned in the history and historical books for the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. We again express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, the respected daughter of Prophet Muhammad. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن